Tonight in New York, the National Book Foundation is giving out its annual awards. Winning a National Book Award can mean a big boost in sales, and the ceremony is closely watched by the publishing industry. One Washington State-based publisher is watching especially closely, Copper Canyon Press, which has two collections of poetry nominated in tonight's awards. It's not bad, considering that Copper Canyon only publishes about 15 books a year. Even more remarkable, Copper Canyon has survived for 30 years publishing only poetry. Marcy Silman of member station KUOW reports.
Talking to Copper Canyon Press founding editor Sam Hamill is a little bit like talking to Yoda.
Inasmuch as one can become enlightened, I have become enlightened through poetry. It's central to my Zen practice and central to my daily breathing like bread and water.
For Hamill, poetry is a state of being that consumes his waking hours. Every year, he says he receives more than 1,500 poetry manuscripts. He takes each one home and reads it out loud.
Poetry is about music, and it's about the sounds and rhythms of language. And those things happen in the body. They're not out there in space somewhere. When you make a noise and make a rhythm, your body gets into that rhythm, and the poem takes hold of you and it takes you somewhere that I've called this state of realization. But to do that, you have to have the breath and the voice and the ear engaged.
So in addition to publishing 15 books a year, Copper Canyon also releases a couple of CDs of its authors reading their work. Hayden Carruth read from his 1996 National Book Award winner, Scrambled Eggs and Whiskey.
Scrambled eggs and whiskey in the false dawn light. Chicago, a sweet town, bleak, God knows, but sweet. Sometimes. And weren't we fine tonight? When Hank set up that limping treble roll behind me, my horn just growled and I thought my heart would burst. And Brad pressing with the soft stick and Joanne singing low. Here we are now in the White Tower, leaning on one another, too tired to go home. But don't say a word. Don't tell a soul. They wouldn't understand. They couldn't. Never in a million years. How fine, how magnificent we were in that old club tonight.
Copper Canyon Press began 30 years ago when Sam Hamill hauled an old press up to his Denver apartment and printed a book called Badlands by poet Jerry Costanza.
Here is our first book, a little chapbook. We pulled the proofs on the kitchen table on the proof press. As you can see, we knew absolutely nothing about what we were doing. The only thing we did that was any good was give the poem space on the page.
What Hamill and his cohorts lacked in experience, they made up for in enthusiasm. They published manuscripts by other young artists and sold the books from the trunks of their cars. In 1974, lured by an offer of free rent, Hamill and Copper Canyon co-founder Tree Swenson packed up and moved halfway across the country to Fort Worden, a century-old military base on Washington's Puget Sound. There was no running water or heat, but there was room for a big old letterpress that's still here.
It's a 1907 Chandler & Price 10x15 platen press.
Hamill and Swenson hooked it up to a washing machine motor so they wouldn't have to hand crank the old press, but everything else they did by hand.
The type is set one letter at a time, one space at a time, until it's all squared up in a block like this. And then this block of type is moved into this frame, which is called a chase.
For Hamill, the craft of making the book was almost as interesting as disseminating the poetry itself.
And when you run the press, each time it comes down, the type hits the paper, the ink rolls over the type again, ka-chunk, ka-chunk. And we print one page about every second and a half or 2 seconds.
Because it took months to turn out a single publication, Copper Canyon lost money on every title.
It's really about a gift economy. You want to make a gift. And if you make the gift and give it and let go of it, then you're empty and you can make the next gift.
For years, Hamill took day jobs to pay for what he calls the privilege of publishing poetry. According to Copper Canyon co-founder Tree Swenson, now executive director of the Academy of American Poets in New York, by the early 1980s, the press faced some hard decisions.
It was a rough time financially for the press. And a number of our colleague presses that had been founded at the same time were moving into publishing fiction. and we're doing so with great sales success compared to the paltry numbers of sales of poetry books.
Despite the lure of money, Swenson and Hamel stuck with poetry.
Poetry comes last in too many places in this culture. At larger publishing houses, poetry is published, but it doesn't have the marketing muscle behind it. We thought that there should be a place where poetry comes first.
Swenson and Hamel did stop publishing by hand and switch to offset printing. And they gave up on the hope of ever making money and officially became a nonprofit in 1990. But today, Copper Canyon is an established publisher, one of only a handful in the country devoted to poetry. Robert Haas, Poet Laureate of the U.S. from 1995 through 1997, says what started as a maverick artistic mission is now part of the literary establishment.
I would think from the point of view of a young person now, someone who was Sam's age when he was starting Copper Canyon Press, it looks like a shining city on the hill. It's one of the desirable places to publish.
That's a little disconcerting for Press co-founder Tree Swenson to hear.
I remember the first time I saw in a literary journal a reference to Copper Canyon Press and other established presses. I was shocked. I was actually horrified that anyone could think that Copper Canyon was part of an establishment of any kind.
But with new books by the late Nobel laureate Rabindranath Tagore, past National Book Award winner Hayden Carruth, and two out of the five books vying for this year's National Book Award for Poetry, Copper Canyon Press is no longer hanging on the artistic edge. In a poem called On Being Asked About Retirement, Press co-founder Sam Hamel revels in his newfound middle-class life.
For most white male Americans my age, it would be nothing special, I suppose, to drive an hour to a shopping mall to buy a summer's clothes. Year after year, I bought a pair of jeans and a couple of shirts from the discount rack to mark the beginning of summer. But suddenly, I find myself being paid for doing just what I've always done, giving poetry away. Entering the middle class at my age makes me, I admit it, nervous. Nevertheless, I like this Van Heusen, and that arrow is awfully nice.
Even a win at tonight's National Book Awards won't mean much for Sam Hamel and Copper Canyon. Unlike publishers of fiction and nonfiction, the press will see a modest bump in sales, then Copper Canyon will go back to doing what it's always done. For NPR News, I'm Marcy Silman in Seattle.